right across the creek over here, the Sagahatchie. They tried and still do, and today with all the equipment we've got, you can do a good job. They would build the type terraces also that we have been building here for many generations, well, three generations, four generations. We started with Grandpa. But then you know you got to have a step down somehow. And they would take the rocks, let's say, and they would start making a pile about the line that they figured the terrace ought to run. Well, eventually, you see, maybe this stone line here, maybe several levels, would, in the beginning, it would be, let's say, up, well, maybe up this high above this spot here. But over a period of time, the sheet erosion from this level to here would fill that in, and eventually, you'd have a terrace that just stood up like this, and then it dropped down sharp, and then it level off again. I mean, then start sloping again. Then you'd have another bench terrace.
The soil would actually fill in next to the wall.
Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Ward was telling me about that. He called them a step bench fence, but I think he was referring to this terracing that you're talking about. He said he'd make a step bench fence along in the field.
Yeah.
And is that the same thing?
I never heard that term, but that sounded like maybe that's what he told me about.
Yeah.
Eventually, you see, you'd have a whole, and there's a lot of this land in the Piedmont. Some was cleared, never should have been cleared anyway. But eventually, if a man was a pretty good farmer and he was really trying to save his land, he'd have a whole field, maybe 10 acres, or you might have more than that sometime. Where you'd come to here, come down this slope. Here was a level area, we'll say 10 feet wide or some other width. And then you'd stop sharp down where the old terrace part was, and then here'd be another level. It's the same technique that these strip coal boys are being told to do now. You know, you come one plateau down to another.
Right. I understood the terracing part. I just never understood this the idea of putting the wall in the wash up to it.
Well, where we got most of these rocks were piled around these terrace contours, and over the generation, and this was already in pines when we hauled them out. We took a mattock and a pick and sometimes a shovel, and we just go around those terraces. And we'd pick out of the dirt, pull the rocks out, and if they looked like they were sound, they went in the truck. We wore a truck out building this house. Not a second-hand truck, not a new one. And we got enough rock from a series of terraces about 3 miles, I guess, out here. Let's see, 3 miles would be about right. Build this house. And we had everything. We've got one lintel here over this door. I think though we got that out of the bottom of a stream. But it took a block and tackle to put that in place over the door. And we got one huge rock on this east side above the window. It took 5 hours to put it in place. And we've got some very large rock over on this side that we put in that way.
So this whole house is built from almost step bench terracing stone?
Oh yeah. And see, this was done in slavery days when